Living the dream.
Oh, I'm a tight swinger, mate.
And he gets to see my face every week, so I mean, how lucky is he? Absolute professionals at this. We do put it on YouTube.
I'm genuinely impressed, mate. Genuinely impressed.
Edit that. We'll cut that bit out. Happy Dad Tales Day.
Happy Dad Tales Day, my friend.
How are you?
I'm good, mate. I'm really good.
I'm good as well. Do you know why I'm good?
Because I'm good as well.
It's not coming home.
It's come home.
It's bloody landed. That's what's happened. We're going to... Did you watch it last night?
Yeah.
Class.
Loved it.
Loved it. We'll talk about that in a bit.
Oh, it's at Mucky Pub to watch
it. It's at Mucky Pub? You're always in Mucky Pub.
Oh, I think I've got a problem. In just 20...
Yeah, it's not a problem. It's the easiest thing you've ever done. You aren't pubbing an awful lot, though.
Yeah, I am.
Just yeah.
I've got no excuses. I enjoy a social drink these days. It used to be a lone drinker. I used to drink a lot at home on the weekends. I'd drink Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday. I'd have a good going. Whereas now I'm just taking it from being at home drinking to a bit of social drinking. I'm enjoying it.
How's that cholesterol?
Fantastic.
Through the roof.
Yeah.
Winning at cholesterol.
I do need to sort myself out and then go crazy again.
Anyway, mate, how's your week been?
Been good, mate. Been good, like I said. I've been in pub all weekend. So Friday night, took kids to cricket, because obviously Friday night, down at the cricket club, got out some beers. So did that. Then went out on Saturday night around Donny with another couple, which was good.
Swing, swing.
Which is fun. Just got last train home on that one. Train's running, would you believe it? Train's running. We had to get left there though because train strikes, so we couldn't get there, but we could get home.
Yeah, I hate trains. I hate them.
And then Sunday, went to cricket club again. They had like a do on yesterday, so kids like bounce castle of that, went down there, got steaming again. So I've had a full weekend of booze.
Just on Friday, so Andy's tennis on a Friday, so we walked to tennis centre, which we walked past the cricket club. We stopped for a minute and I was watching Noah Ava play football. Noah's class. This was obviously because they go on a Friday to play cricket.
They do, yeah.
But they were playing football.
That'd be after them, wouldn't it?
So this was about just after six. So tennis was 5 till 6.
Ah, because he should be playing cricket at 6.
He won't.
I was watching. You're doing this thing. So like with kids, once again, I'm not blowing his trumpet. He's good at football, but... I'm not going to trump it with cricket. So most of them were a plastic bat. They put it on wooden backs and crack it. Do you know? So obviously, I'm not saying cracks it really far, but you might as well slow him down now and make him get used to hitting it because it won't go as far, but by air quick, if he gets hold of it, bang, it's gone.
Yeah, and it builds his strength up as well.
Yeah. So, but it's like piss wet through, isn't it? He's really skinny.
When I was watching him, he was definitely the smallest of the lot.
Yeah.
And he's quite a bit smaller than Ava. And I know there's a couple of years difference, but he is quite a bit smaller than her. And yeah, I was just watching him and I think, you're really good.
It's like me. I was really good at football.
Well, hopefully he'll continue. Something happened to you, won't we? The journey broke, didn't it, at some point?
Yeah, I don't know what happened to me. So at one point I was all right. I'm not going to blow my trumpet. I was fantastic. Could have been professional because I'm never nowhere near. But
like the Olympic dream.
Yeah, dashed. But I was all right. But then I was like... When we were playing Monday night football with lads, like a couple of months ago, you wouldn't think I'd ever played football in my life. I was horrific. I don't know what's happened. I don't get...
Yeah.
Like, I did think he'd do something. My legs come left and about 12 foot behind.
That's weird because I think once you're out of it for a while, you suddenly, not forget how to play football, but you certainly think, what am I doing here? I just can't pass anymore.
Well, there was one point, I was running around, just trying to keep myself a bit active, a bit there, and one of the lads went, where are you playing? What are you doing? Because like one minute I was like in defence, next minute I'm up front, I'm running around. Because I just wanted to be a bit busy and a bit active. But because I was that busy and active, I was like, what are you meant to be doing?
What he was doing is trying to look busy and active and actually just looking like an absolute fool.
Yeah.
So you played a couple of months ago, and is that the one you never got invited back?
No, they didn't invite me back because we're short on numbers. I did say as we left, I was like, don't worry, lads, if you don't want to play again, I am obviously. I mean, honestly, I was like, I stood like a sore thumb in how bad I was. To the point, do you know, like, there's a player that's not great, and used to happen when he was a kid, and you can pass him ball a couple of times, and you think, right, just, we'll just cut it now. Yeah. That started happening. I'm up. And I was like, oh my God.
Well, we're making a substitution. Thanks for playing.
Yeah.
We ain't got no subs, though.
We'll play with 10, don't worry, mate. You can go sit over there in the corner.
To be fair, in your defence, I know the group that he was playing with. Some good players in there.
Oh, yeah. No, but even... I'd like to think I could still pass a ball about and, you know, make a tackle and stuff. Or I was just miles off it.
I love the fact that that story that you've just told there was probably true. I've played football with people before. You know when you're short on numbers and you're ringing round at quarter past 10 before an half 10 kickoff going, can you play football? Dragging them out of bed. Don't worry, we've got some boots for you. They turn up. It's like I don't know what head they've put on, but they don't know what they're doing. And you go... we're probably best without you. You're actually in the way.
That's for me. That was me the other night running around, like trying to pass the ball, and I'm like running in front of it. I'm like, oh my God. But yeah, so I'm hoping he continues and wherever.
It's going to be a proper sport, Billy, isn't it?
It's going to be like Cozzy.
One of them.
It's going to be good. Like, because I was all right at most things. Once again, I wasn't amazed. I didn't stand out. I could do most things.
You could do most things. Yeah. You had a go at most things.
Yeah, I did, yeah. I was all right. I could hold my own.
You joined club.
I could beat you at squash. I could beat you at swimming. I could beat you at football. I could beat you at running.
Dad Olympics.
Swimming, yeah. But there's a pedigree there because I was all right at most things. Cozzy was stupidly good at all things, wasn't he?
Yeah, don't you hate people like that?
I do because I think... Do one thing. Just do one.
Just be really good at one thing. Don't just be really good at five things.
Yeah. But yeah, so, but like I say, while he's willing to do it, I'm happy to get him because he's playing now at under nines cricket, which is Ava's team.
Yeah.
So he's playing with them now.
That's what you always see, don't you? People that develop tend to be playing with older age groups because they're obviously better than a lot of hand eye coordination in it and that. And I think with cricket, it's a lot about being brave, isn't it? You know, not stood there going, oh, there's a ball coming towards me.
Yeah. not playing with cock yet.
No, I know, but even a ball flying towards you at a fairly decent speed.
And you played cricket, didn't you?
I played cricket. I played for school. I played a few times. Not great.
What was your batter or bowler?
I remember playing one game for school and all I wanted was to get a run. I think I played two games. I think I was out for a duck in one game. But we'd turn up to play cricket in like jeans and trainers, and then you'd play against a school that had all whites. They were their own whites. They're not just whites that you found in back at PE cupboard. So we looked like a proper bunch of hillbillies. And then I remember its second game, I think I got one run. And honestly, I didn't like batting. Huh? These kids were good bowlers. They were flying that ball towards you about a billion mile an hour. And I just swung my bat and I got one run. I'm like, yeah, that'll do me. And I tell you how I got out. Ball I thought was coming to my head. And I sort of lifted my bat up in self-defence, really, and kind of swung it and then just fell down. And it just hit my wickets. Ball just landed straight on my wickets. But in that game, I got two wickets, two or three wickets, which, again, I don't know how because they were decent cricketers. Yeah. I remember getting a catch. I caught a ball. But I remember at one point, you know, like you have your cricket green, is that what you call it? Your pitch.
It's called a pitch, isn't it?
A pitch. And then you kind of have like one next to it, don't you? Yeah, there were certain times umpire kept stopping me going, you're bowling on wrong pitch.
Imagine.
And it's like 6 foot or miles away. Jeez. It's like wide, wide. And then it just went, you just need to bowl it towards that guy there with that bat. I'm trying, mate, all right.
You stand 6 foot that way and swing it down the line, he's going to come in towards it.
I think it was just a big in-swinger or a big out-swinger. I was saying, yeah. Big old twirl on.
Nice.
But, so let's talk football.
Yeah.
This is not a football
podcast. Hang on, how's your week been?
It's just been quiet, I haven't really done that. Went to IKEA on Saturday
night. Oh, I love IKEA.
Dear, I want a fan.
Why?
I want a fan because...
I find it really expensive.
We had to go in afternoon. And I knew it was going to be busy. And I just don't like people.
Yeah.
The thing is with IKEA, if anybody's ever been to IKEA, when you get a lot of... You don't need a lot of people for it to be busy in there because you've got little aisle, like, runways to walk on. And people go for a day out. It's not a place to go for a day out.
Yes.
Just go buy somewhere. Don't go just take your kids just to have a look round. And then you've got kids running off and climbing and... You know, hiding under beds and stuff like that.
That was me.
I mean, that was you on Saturday.
I spent hours in there.
Yeah, we knew Lexi wanted a new desk, so we kind of knew what was going for. So I didn't spend a massive amount of time there, but I just wanted to get in and get out. If I'd have gone in the morning, I'd have been quite happy to spend time walking around and having a look at stuff, but no.
Which one did you go to?
Leeds.
No, Sheffield.
No, do you know what? Lexi said this. She said, which one are we going to? And I've only ever been to that one at Leeds. I know there's one at Sheffield, but I just kind of go, yeah, I just always go to that one.
Yeah.
Don't know why.
No.
I don't know why.
Well, they're about as close to each other, really.
Yeah.
There's not much in them because it's this side of Leeds, isn't it? It's not.
Yeah, and I think just because I've always been to that one, I thought I'd just got that one. But you know me, mate. Once I get something in my head,
yep.
There's not a lot of change, is it?
Let's say about time, you won't know who he is, but went to one at Donning, was adamant about getting that one. It's just a warehouse, isn't it? And we're fuming, driving around it like, can't get in it. No one can't get in it. He's like, I want to get an IKEA. Like, it's not an IKEA. Like, it is an IKEA. It's IKEA.
It's like going to a big Tesco's warehouse.
Yeah.
Let me in.
Yeah. No chance, mate.
It's a wash powder.
Oh, man. Quality.
Couldn't get in.
Antoine had told him that
he's are you naming and shaming?
He was driving him out. He was like,
right.
Yeah.
So he's fuming.
Yeah, but like, they'd already said, look, it's not an IKEA, it's just a warehouse. He's like, all right. And still went.
Still thinking he could just go.
Yeah.
Well, what a lolly.
This was before Sheffield went up anyway, but. So yeah, good week then, yeah.
Yeah, just a very steady week.
Nice.
Steady, that's just how I like it.
Hmm?
Easy. Yeah, we've got to talk football. We've got to talk ladies. I watched it. I thought it was good.
Yeah.
I don't think it was the best game, if I'm 100% honest. I think
that's nerves, isn't it? And jitteriness and everything aligning, this sort of thing.
So I'd been to watch the first game when they played Austria, and the talk about the thing, I sound like I'm right down on this, I'm not, but the England manager, it was all about, oh, she's brilliant at substitution. She made three substitutions at once in that Austria game, and it changed the game.
Yeah.
But it changed the game for the worse. It was like, let's take three off, throw three on, and they don't know what they're doing. It spoiled the routine. And I thought that a bit on Sunday. I thought she made a lot of substitutions and they just lost the flow.
Mm.
And there was a time in that second half when Germany equalised that they'd got on top. And I just think it was because I thought she made too many.
Yeah.
I mean, she knows her players. She knows the fitness levels. And like I say, they're all tracked and stuff out there now. So they know kind of what they're doing and stuff.
Yeah.
So you kind of know that and you can be on top of that from a data point of view. But yeah, I don't think it was the best game, but man, it doesn't matter, does it? It's just a result.
Do you know, all the way through, I was thinking, this is going to go penalties. We'll do them on penalties, just to rub it into many, but more. So I think, especially when they equalised, I was like, oh, here we go.
That's the thing I've seen a lot in news today, though. Has it done the men in?
No.
Everybody's like, you saw a lot of stuff this week about, women are going to do it, men can't do it.
Different game,
though. It's a different game, isn't it? And
yeah.
I don't mean to sound sexist, but...
Here we go.
Here we go. Strap into your seats. You'll get cancelled. But I just think it's their achievement. I don't know why they always have to be compared to the men.
I hear this. I absolutely hate that people put things... People have to put things in boxes, don't they? That's the problem. Everything's been put in a box. But what they've done is completely different to what the men...
So you've got, so if you cross this over to like athletics, is it Dina Asher-Smith? She's the sprinter, isn't she? She's a ride sprinter. She wins gold medals.
Yeah.
We haven't had an Englishman win, Britishman?
No.
Man, win a gold medal. But they don't go, Dina's done it. She can
work out the men do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
it's completely different. Yeah. It's chalk and cheese.
Of course. But
it's rats and cats.
Yeah. It is rats and cats. Well, it's cats and dogs, isn't it?
Yeah, but that don't rhyme.
Well, maybe the cat chases are. But yeah, no, it's like about tennis, and it's all like, for some reason we always have to like compare things as being the same.
Yeah,
but I don't want to get away from it, but like tennis, it's a completely different game. Women's tennis is far better to watch than men's tennis, because men's tennis is all about the serve. It's about cracking that ball as high as you can over and hoping they can't return it. Women's tennis is like good old days when actually you're getting rallies going. Yeah. They're actually playing a bit of tennis, a bit tactical, dropping it in front of the net, making them run forward, then trying to lob it over them and stuff like that. That's what you want to see, a good rally.
Yeah, that's
it's
exactly.
It's very rare do you get men's tennis where it's tit for tat.
Do you know what? Because I'm such a sceptic as well. My fear now is that these women have been built up. Are they going to be? Or the next
Someone
few
looks
weeks,
to knock them down.
There's going to be something within that, isn't there? I heard a conspiracy today.
Here we go.
That the German striker, was it Popolov?
I don't know.
She got injured, didn't she, at warm-up? The allegation was that she'd been bunged a few quid not to play.
Why?
Exactly.
What a load of tosh that is.
Exactly. Why can't we just be pleased that the women have done a fan... Oh, winning anything, whether, you know, and certainly through a tournament, because you have to remain undefeated pretty much, yeah. Don't you?
We didn't concede 2 goals in the whole tournament, I know. Which is really impressive.
2 goals, the most goals that any club has ever scored. Sometimes you just get the right players at the right time, and I think that's what it is. I think the manager plays a part, but I think she's fallen lucky that she's got decent players.
But that's tournament football. There has to be an element of luck in it. I don't care what you say, there'll be something or somewhere along the lines where you've gone, phew, that could have gone another way.
Yeah, and they obviously have VAR in this tournament. The first goal that England scored against Austria was a VAR goal. If they hadn't have done, and let's be fair, this is the first time they've had it in a women's tournament, that could maybe not have happened.
Yeah.
So you've got to have that bit of luck. You've got to ride it, haven't you?
And I actually thought the referee was quite good. I'm not being sexist, but I thought it was quite good because the professionals, I get that, do you know what I mean? But people moan about, the referee, it's a bit slow and things like that. I genuinely can't think of a decision where I thought.
No, if I'm
excuse me, sorry.
If I'm going to be uber critical,
God, that's on you, mate.
I know. I like watching women's football. I've watched quite a bit of women's football this season and for the last couple of seasons. And I've always said you don't get them diving and rolling about, but I felt you did last night.
I think that's in all games because it's human nature. Want to win
advantage, isn't it?
Of course, it's
anything.
I see it in kids' football,
but it's just—it's awful because it's unsportsmanship.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's not. I don't care what it's not.
If you got somebody sent off, it's not
part of the game.
That's unsportsmanship.
Unfortunately, it's now.
It's part of the game.
Yeah,
that doesn't
mean
it's
never
going to
go
in
because even at all levels, like even kids' football, if you can get a kid that can manipulate the game. That kid's worth gold if you can get that going first. Because if he can do it in a professional setting or he's got the ability to do that and he's picking up at an early age and he can actually do a dive through simulation, it looks legit. So, I mean, it's all about knowing when the tackle's coming and riding the tackle and going through it, isn't it? If you can do that at a young age...
No, I'm talking about, like, what I would consider proper cheating. If you can see a tackle coming and you ride it and you hold yourself so they're going to just run straight into you. Yeah, that's... You're creating a foul. What I'm talking about is just sheer unsportsmanly. And I get it is part of the game. I'm not saying it's not. But it just doesn't sit easily.
Kane does it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't like it.
I know. But for me, Kane is probably one of the best at doing it. He'll manipulate the game in the fact that he'll just... Instead of going for a run where you think you're off... He'll actually wait for it and get someone in, little tap in front of it, know it's coming and it's down before even the contact's even made.
Yeah. There's a difference though between that and just falling over. And I thought that was the case.
I'm gonna defend him a little bit and say it is now part of the game and I don't think it's any unsportsmanlike shit.
Well, that's the thing. I've watched the WSL for the last couple of years and I've never seen it. Generally, because one of the things that attracts me to it is, man, they go in.
Oh, yeah.
They proper tackle.
Yeah.
And they don't throw themselves all over. They don't roll about on the floor. But they did last night.
Mm. They've been doing quite a bit in the tournament. They've been. I've seen...
Yeah, maybe.
Because small margins make big differences.
Mm.
And once again, I do get what you're saying. It's not sportsmanship. But because it's part of the game, it's part of the game.
Just smash each other.
And play football.
And then tackle.
But you're never going to get rid of it now.
Yeah, it is. You're right. It is part of the game.
The only way you'd stop it is if you didn't get a free kick for it.
Yeah.
So it'd be a game like, can we just play like fouling football as a kid? You just like lump the crap out of each other.
Ooh, fouling football.
But if they went to that sort of thing, all knows bad. I mean, you get some horrific injuries, like, but that'd stop him diving. Because you wouldn't want him to ride a challenge then, would you? He'd be off.
Yeah, scrap red and yellow cards.
Yeah, just whatever. I do think there needs to be a bit of a change to the red and yellow card rule. I am a bit of a traditionalist and things, and I get that. But a soft booking Like last night, there was a couple of soft bookings. What I class as soft bookings, like the contact was made, don't get me wrong, there was a trip and things like that, but it was more of, you know, sometimes they come together and you'll clip the heel and the heel swing round. Yeah, they have fouled him, but there was no intent there. It was just, it just happened now and then. Which, and I'm thinking that's a soft booking.
Which is my
now
point. Which is my point, because that means if you got somebody sent off based on that, tactics have to change. The game becomes rubbish. You're then fighting against 10 men, and chances are they're just going to... it just changes it completely. I want 11 versus 11, the best 11 that can possibly be. I just want to smash each other.
Yeah. It's part of the game, mate. It's going
but,
down. I enjoyed it.
Do you know what? Do you know what I did really enjoy about last night was that them ladies looked like they was absolutely buzzing.
Yeah.
And I just don't think you necessarily get that with men. You've obviously got a lot more because of social media, the background stuff, going live on Instagram and stuff like that. And there was loads of videos that I'd seen. And then just going into the press conference and just running through that, yeah. Just looks class. It's exactly what we would have done at 15-year-old.
But can you remember when, who did that? And got in trouble, didn't they? It was Bentley.
Yeah, poured water over Harry Redknapp.
Yeah, he went. He got fined and everything, didn't he, from Redknapp?
That's
that.
What I mean. But you get.
He was enjoying himself, having a big laugh, and like, because I think he didn't. Then like, he come out like later on and said, "Look, I was just having a laugh. I just wanted to be part of it.
The type
I was having fun.
Was.
I just drumming, and I got ridiculed." And
I think that's beaten out of the man's game though a lot now. Is that you can't look like you're enjoying it.
Yeah, because not you. If you're enjoying it, you're not being professional. Yeah. You're not working hard enough. You're running around with a smile on your face. Well, you should be grimacing because you're putting 110% in.
Mary Earps made a save yesterday towards end of 90 minutes, I think. And she just had a proper smile on her face. And I'm like, that's what you want to see. There's no characters, I don't think.
No.
There's very few characters anymore.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. They've all got a bit of character about them. They've all got a bit. Like, I think Jack Grealish is a character. And people try and knock that out of him.
Yeah.
Like all the stories are negative about him. He's just a lad. He's just a laugh. Do you know what I mean? He just wants to have fun. He's getting paid to do something he loves doing. But people try and knock him down.
Yeah.
And like you say, at some point, someone's going to knock these ladies and chop them down 2 feet because you can't have too much fun in life, unfortunately. Something's going to happen.
I'm not going to get on my soapbox, but the exact same thing happened with Marcus Rashford. He was a hero during lockdown. He'd fed all these kids single-handedly. Just eating butties he was making in his kitchen. Fed all these kids. Or fought, didn't he? Fought against what he believed in. Absolutely. And we built him up. And then all of a sudden, he started investing his money in property. Absolutely sensible thing for a young guy. You know, you've got all this money. What are you going to do with it? Well, I'm going to invest it for my future, for my children, for their children. Brilliant. Oh, look at him, a bit flash, isn't he?
Mm.
Buying all these houses and stuff. Yeah. It's an investment. Yeah. It's a business.
But no one calls Robbie Fowler Flash. He owns half of Liverpool, apparently.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, at one point, apparently, they're saying, you're living in an out, rented out, Fowler owned it. But no one belittled him.
No, because our media is very different now, isn't it?
Yeah.
I hate trains. I hate media.
So, going back to women's game, I love those characters. Do you think, her name just come out of my head, keeper.
Mary Earps.
Do you think she's like Pickford? It must be an England trait because Pickford didn't used to do that silly thing where you get the ball and then lay on it and then hold it for ages and like, you know, like, but Pickford started doing it from like the England camp.
Yeah, I think that's one of them things, isn't it? It obviously the buying time, but I think she's probably looked at that and gone, he does
like
that.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's an England coach somewhere.
Oh, okay, yeah.
In the England setup, that's what they used to do. We just never noticed it because, like I said, I remember Pickford didn't used to sort of do that, and all of a sudden we started playing for England. It became a thing he did, and then he carried it over into club football.
I reckon somebody's probably nudged him and gone, do you know what, if we're in a position... this is how you can waste time. And to me, what good footballers will do is always look at other good footballers.
Yeah.
But like in any industry, really. Yeah. If you want to be best at something, look at other people who are good.
Which makes me laugh, because ball comes in, they go, oh, straight down to the floor. On the court, I'm like, yeah, that's brilliant.
But again, it's just don't quite sit easy with me. Because they're wasting time.
It's part of the game.
I know it's part of the game, but man, it just... I don't know, I just think... I think they should have games that they don't know when it's going to finish. And they'll go, right, over the course of the season, you're going to play this amount of minutes. This game might be 6 minutes long. Oh, you just got to go for it. Imagine it might be 4 hours.
Imagine if you're a fan, you turned up, and you're like, you walk and go, it's going to be a good game. 2 minutes later, woo-hoo. What?
Yeah. Off you go.
Just travel down to Newcastle.
Yeah, that'd be good.
It'd be awful, mate.
Not for me. Not for a fan.
Be awful.
Not for if you booked day off work and put it on telly and got your mates around for some beers.
Yeah, off it went. Yeah. I enjoyed the fans filling Wembley out and stuff like that. I think that's a good thing.
Man. Yeah, that was it.
87,000.
We said probably last season, didn't we, that we'd have to get to a women's game. I think
I'm off. I'm stuck for England World Cup qualifiers.
Oh, nice.
6th September. Amy booked it. Because obviously Amy play football and stuff, and we like say we want to get her into as much football as can.
And that's what you want, isn't it? Is that on the back of this, is that we jump on board and get into watching it. And hopefully, and following a team. So obviously, your team could be Man U.
It is, yeah. She's just in for a birthday. She's asked for
Katie Zellum t-shirt.
Hmm?
Katie Zellum t-shirt.
No, she's asked for Man United, and on back she wants Sheldon, number 3, because that's her squad number for local team. And she wants Sheldon, and then she's having.
She's a big bang. Big Bang Theory fan.
Yeah. And then.
Or she likes them bread cakes.
Don't know. Okay. And then she's having Hemp 11 on England top.
Nice.
So once again, of all players to pick, she went for Hemp. But I spent ages going through a team with her and she's like, yeah, I want Hemp. And I was like, are you sure you're on Hemp? And no, I'm not against Hemp. But I thought, but maybe Russo, do you know what I mean? Maybe Helen White, do you know what I mean? You could even go, can't name another squad, but she went, yeah, I want Hemp. I thought, okay.
Yeah, but if you have to pay per letter, I'd go with Hemp. It's only four.
Yeah, I don't think you do.
No.
It cost me no difference putting Sheldon than it did Hemp.
Damn.
But, yeah, so got an England top.
Oh,
so,
nice.
Yeah. Because she didn't want two Man United tops. I was like,
yeah.
But she wants the red one.
I keep threatening to buy after your Man United top. But I know she won't wear it. She won't wear an England top either.
Well, after this, I'll tell you where to get one from.
Nice one. Nice. Is it from Frank's? Back of Frank's van.
No, enough.
Awesome.
Cheap as chips.
Super. Do you have So if you was to choose somebody who was a woman who was inspirational,
yeah,
who would you choose?
Kelly Holmes.
Do you know what's interesting about that? Is that I was thinking about this today, and a lot of the people that I look as inspirational are sports people.
Oh, big time me. I'm saying.
All right.
No, but.
Big time me.
No, but I've said this many times. Like, I can watch a film and you know, something like really sad or something really happy or romantic or whatever. It doesn't get me going. I'm not really fussed. If I watch like Great Escape or something, you know, or something sporting, or I watch like, say, someone do some athletic, like 100 meter final, break a world record. I'm like, Jesus, that's incredible. Because I understand how the dedication, everything that's going into that, how hard that is to do. Everything's just clicked together at the one perfect time or whatever. Yeah. I find that more inspirational when I see that. Like when Mo Farah did, you know, the Super Saturday when London. I was like, honestly, goosebumps. I was like, geez, this is unbelievable. Yeah, I could watch some really harrowing or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, not fussed.
I think that was 10 years today.
2012 it was.
Which was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
1st of August.
I can't remember what it was. It was Super Saturday, wasn't it?
Yeah. I think that was 10 years ago today. That's amazing that we just talked about that. Yeah.
Yeah. But like I said, so for me, if it's something inspirational, they're always pretty much going to be a sportsman 9 times out of 10, unfortunately.
And yeah.
That's just the way I'm programmed.
Yeah. So mine, I mean, aside from obviously your mum, who's an inspiration, who's retired now, hasn't she?
Yeah, she retired yesterday.
She would be an inspiration to me.
She'll listen, so. So she's not an inspiration to me.
I mean, I'm going to go. I've just said mine would be a sportsman, but I've picked someone different. I've gone for J.K. Rowling.
Hmm, that's interesting.
Just because you don't get many female writers that have hit the heights that she has. There's obviously female writers out there.
Yeah.
But she, I believe, she got people back reading books.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I don't know how you'd measure that, but the popularity of her
what she's
books,
done for kids and...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I completely agree with that.
And do you know what's interesting about that? If you talk to proper Harry Potter fans, it's all about the books.
Oh, yeah.
The films are second.
Yeah, yeah, no, I completely agree.
And I think we live in a world now where everything's tech and digital and stuff.
Yeah.
So actually to get a bit of paper, block of paper and read from it. And the thing is with stories is certainly when you're reading it, you've got to imagine it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm going there, and she's minted.
I love good conspiracy.
Ah, don't. I knew he was going to say this.
She didn't write them.
Yeah.
And the person who wrote them wouldn't get as much accolade as she did, because she's more come from rags to riches type thing.
Yeah.
Did all this backstory and stuff, whereas the real person.
I knew he was going to say that.
But that's got to be a load of BS, hasn't it? I think it's got to be.
Yeah, I love a conspiracy. Yeah. We'll have to do an episode on conspiracy.
Weird conspiracy. Yeah. No, because some right bonkers stuff.
I know, but that's the more bonkers, the better.
Yeah.
Flat Earth, pff, whatever.
What? The Earth is flat, isn't it?
Do you know what?
Don't say you could believe it could be flat.
No, this leads me perfectly onto my unpopular opinion this
week.
Go
on, then.
Because, like, with the Flat Earth stuff, I get really frustrated with it. I get really frustrated that people go, yeah, but it's not though, is it? And that's their argument. So someone go under the Earth's round, you go, yeah, but it's not though, is it? It's flat.
How do you know?
Yeah, and then they just talk absolute rhubarb. That's not my unpopular opinion, but it's a similar sort of thing. So it's probably more frustration. I don't even know if it's an unpopular opinion. It's just something that's annoyed me this week. On TikTok, certainly on TikTok, these audit people that are just going and creating arguments with people for the sake of it, for clicks and likes and all that. So this, I'm not even going to mention his name, but he just goes somewhere. He doesn't have his comments turned on, so you can't comment on his videos. And he literally just goes to like an industrial estate, stands outside, starts filming and tries to gain people in to create an argument, really. And they'll go, no, you can't film me. And they'll go, yeah, I can. I'm stood on a public highway. No, you can't do that. Yeah, I can. Who's going to stop me? Call the police. And it's, you just, why are you looking for arguments?
This world's mental.
Because the world's full of weirdos.
Yeah.
And what annoys me is that I'll watch about 5 or 6 seconds of it and go, oh, not another, and then I'll just scroll. But he knows that probably, I mean, he's still getting a lot of likes, but why turn your comments off? Because you don't want the negativity. You don't want people going, oh, it's just another tip with
yeah, camera.
Camera.
And looking for clicks.
Why do we live in a world where you need to go? And he keeps saying, I make loads of money from this.
Does it?
Which is even worse, because TikTok is a smaller version of YouTube, isn't it? So people will be on YouTube going, hey, he's good, having an argument. Man, just get a life, get a proper job. Paying to society.
I'm just getting paid. It's my modern proper job.
Yeah, that's my unpopular opinion. People like that, if you're doing it, stop it, you're a knob.
Yeah, mine's not an unpopular opinion, but it's a moan sort of thing. It's a bit of a
I'll just have a moan this week.
So mine is, like, everyone was moaning about women's football and stuff like that, and like moaning about it and saying, oh, it's not as good or whatever. Well, don't watch it. And then I was in pub, and everyone was like sort of like thinking, I'm like, well, I'm actually enjoying it. I've actually quite enjoyed it and things like that. But then there was like not ridiculing me, but there was like making me justify it. I'm like, why? Don't watch if you don't like it. Why am I just finding myself that I'm actually enjoying a bit of women's football? And I get it, it's not Premiership football, but it's a decent standard. I don't mind it. Do you know what I mean? I actually quite like it. And like you said before, there's more goals in it. It's a bit more entertaining. And I've also said about the back heel. Do you know what I mean? If one of the men had done that, it'd be an goal a year.
Yeah. And do you know what? So I went to watch the England-Austria game. Absolutely awesome atmosphere.
It's like a candle.
Honestly, it was absolutely banging. I've been to Old Trafford many a time and watched Man U and thought, is anybody else here?
Yeah.
Because it's been quiet.
Yeah, there's been a few times I've been to Old Trafford and thought, anybody else in here on my own? It's ridiculous, isn't it?
That's exactly what I just said.
No, I know.
I sometimes go places and there's an echo.
I'm trying to reinforce what you'd said. And I thought I was going to say something a little bit different, but I was going to say. But then you had me thinking, I'll say it, but like a bit more, try and reinforce it, but say something different, but I didn't.
Do you know what? That is you in a nutshell. You can't actually say the words, I agree with you there.
Just repeat my opinion. Yeah. Sorry, Andy, I do agree with you. That happens at...
Yeah, I'm the same. If you want to go watch, I'm not saying that women is a lesser standard. It has less...
It's a different game. It's a different game.
Yeah. So if you went to go watch your local cricket team compared to like your county cricket, because you enjoy watching them,
yeah.
What difference does it make? Why do we need to live in a world where, oh, I can't believe you watch that or you do that?
Because, well, once again, people are idiots. Lovely, do you remember that? Yeah, I just think if you don't like it, don't watch it.
No one's forcing you.
Like, the pub were full. And I get there's effort boost probably, yeah. But
there's maybe there just to see you.
I doubt it.
Local celeb.
I doubt it.
I'm sure there was. Should we do this next week?
Yeah, my promise next week is not to moan. I've moaned non-stop for the last few weeks. Yeah,
but I like it.
You like it, but I don't
quite like you giving a little rant.
Yeah, no, but
I think you need to get it off your chest. It helps with your cholesterol.
I don't think I have any cholesterol. But I need to stop moaning. Because I'm just joining the rest of the world to be bloody moaners about every stupid thing.
I think that's the annoying bit, is that you moan about other people.
Yeah.
It's not annoying for me. I like it when you have a good rant.
Do you know what I have noticed, though? People are winding me up really easy. They're so trivial. They've got nothing to do with my life, but they'll do something. And now all I do is think, ooh, it makes my butt.
Yeah.
They mean nothing to me. They've got no thingy. It's just that I know of them, and I'm just like, bleh.
That's exactly my point on this TikTok
thing. I like bothering me.
Is that it annoys me that I'm getting annoyed by it.
Yeah.
I'll just scroll. It's not changed my life one bit, but it annoys me that the people out there doing that.
Is it jealousy? No, I can't.
It's not jealousy.
No, because you said it was making money, innit? Are you annoyed that he can make money out of something so stupid?
I think that's part of it, but not that I want to do that. Not that I would start. I think there's a more ethical way to make money than ridicule, or making people feel bad and goading people. That's not what the world will
look. Yeah. This goes back to we had a couple of weeks ago, people were just trying to look for an argument in something. Do you know, like customer service and want something for free and stuff? Like,
yeah. Oh, God. I don't know if I live in a world with rose-tinted glasses and just think everybody should just be nice.
Yeah. But in our ethics that we've been brought up with, because I was trying to do the nice thing. I don't go out of my way to annoy people. But sometimes I think people go out of their way to annoy me. Do you know, like, I think...
That's me when I'm in car and everybody else is on road. They've just literally come out. It's like Truman Show. They've just come out. I'm the star of this show. Get off my road.
I'm sure the other day Amy was getting brake checked by somebody.
Really?
So on my way home from work, she was someone was like speeding up and slamming all on. So then obviously then Amy was like, so Amy gave him like plenty of room and stuff. They're swerving all the road and all sorts. I was like, that sounds like someone trying to get you to bump into him.
Yeah. Probably steaming.
Well, there could be that. They're on a motorway.
Safer.
Yeah.
Right, let's do this again next week. I shall see you next Thursday.
See you next Thursday, my friend.
Keep yourself smiling.
Stay safe.
Thank you for listening right to the end of this week's podcast. We hope that you've enjoyed it. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at dad_tales_, or get involved by emailing us at dadtales@outlook.com. You can also now join our Facebook page by searching Dad Tales.
Keep the feedback coming. We are genuinely humbled by all the input and the comments you are providing us. Stay safe, celebrate small victories, and keep smiling.